Once again, good morning, everyone. I want to first say welcome to Mother Miriam, who is visiting, and Sister Gertrude Marie. And it's a pleasure to have you with us today, praying with us, praying for us. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. So in the past, we've known that was on Thursday usually, but the bishops in our country felt it was easier for people to be able to make it if they moved it to Sunday. So, and we'll conclude Mass today too with a beautiful Eucharistic procession through the church. It's kind of iffy, the weather outside, and then we'll have benediction as well. So a beautiful, beautiful day. Yesterday, Mary Lou and I traveled to the Holy Land and back. We went to Green Bay, right? And Mary Lou saw Lambeau Field for the first time in her life. That was pretty special. I got to be a part of that. I tell people that my email address has 64 in it, which is Jerry Kramer's number. So that's how much of a Green Bay geek I am. But we were up there to be a part of a very special ordination of Dr. Bill Evans, now Father Bill Evans. And many of you may have remembered then Dr. Bill Evans here in our parish. In fact, if you look down at the floor, he was very much instrumental in that. But he played a large role too in helping us all to open ourselves up to the rich heritage, treasury. I say the Catholic Church is like a beautiful golden treasure chest. And you open up, there's just these incredible jewels, you know, these devotions and these sacraments and all these things that help us to really celebrate who we are as Catholics. And so a strong Catholic identity. And I knew back then that he longed to be a priest, and he's a cardiac surgeon at the time. And one thing led to another, and he discerned, and with the help of many people, and we got to be a part of a very special day today. And I was especially, I got to sit right in the front row. It was just the way the priest processed in, so I was right there front and center. And so I got a really good look at his face. I was watching his face, because I think I knew what was in his heart. And there he was. I saw it as it was approaching. There he was up at the altar with a few bishops. And being a part of the consecration, all right? Being a part of bringing our Lord Jesus Christ to that altar. And I knew that he was filled with an incredible sense of awe and wonder. Because I think he always had been, but now as a priest, he has the special calling with his hands that were given that special chrism oil as the bishop and priest prayed over him. He was given that special privilege to be able to let these hands bring Jesus to that altar. I've been trying to tell everybody who will listen, it's my birthday tomorrow. So this is the vigil of my birthday, so you can celebrate it today too. But it's also the vigil of St. John the Baptist, because it's St. John the Baptist's birthday. And I received this morning a very, very special gift from the Tridentine Latin Mass Society. And this is it, that I'm wearing it right now. And I ended up incorporating this into my homily today and last minute, because I just realized they were giving this to me just before the last Mass. And they put on it, and I think I'm going to stand over here, and I don't know if you can see it. Maybe you can see it throughout the Mass. But my coat of arms is down toward the bottom. When I developed my coat of arms, it's replete with John the Baptist themes, because I share his birthday. Now, if you know this, he's the only saint that we ever celebrate his birthday into the world. We celebrate saints' birth into their eternal life. But he's special in that way. John the Baptist. I think it's a really perfect image for this feast of the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. Remember, it was John the Baptist who called out, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God." And so I actually have a lamb in my my coat of arms. And then he would say this. He said, "I'm not fit to untie his sandal straps." And he went on to say, "I must decrease, he must increase." So that's the Latin on my coat of arms. I'm not going to tell you off the top of my head, but trust me, it's there. I'm learning Latin. But in Latin it says, "I must decrease, he must increase." So as I looked at now Father Bill Evans's eyes, I saw that. I saw that heart that knew that God was everything and we're nothing. No, except we're his precious children, all right? But there comes a time, and hopefully in all of our lives, and I pray it's either happened to you or it's going to happen soon, that you look upon the most holy Eucharist and a light comes on and you understand that is God. That's God. Behold the Lamb of God. Remember, at one point of this Mass, I'll turn and I'll hold up the precious body and blood of our Lord, and I'll say, "Behold the Lamb of God." Words drawn from St. John the Baptist. "Behold the Lamb of God," he would say to those standing there. This is a game changer. This means everything. If we come to that point where we say, "My Lord and my God," it changes everything. Now, we just have to totally give ourselves completely to him. I must decrease, he must increase. So that what? So that when we walk out of here in the spiritual part of everyone who has been created by God, they look at you, who carry now inside of you the God that you received, and by your life, by your love, by your joy, by your peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, by your very life, at their spiritual essence, they call out, "Behold the Lamb of God. Christ is in you. I see it." And many will say, "It's not in me. Show me the way. Help me to receive what you have received. Help me to know who you know. Help me to love who you love. I want that. I want that." You know why most will consciously understand this? Because it's inscribed in us. We were created by God for God. And until that light comes on, we wander through the barren desert looking for an oasis of some kind of immediate gratification until we finally find the paradise, the Garden of Eden, which is the presence of God in each one of us. This is huge, my brothers and sisters, what we're doing here today. It just is. It just is. Let your hearts be open as that our Lord is elevated. "My Lord and my God," shout out from your heart, not from your lips. "My Lord and my God." Understand the great gift, the privilege to be able to come forward and to receive God and know the ramifications, the consequences for that. Now we bring God to the world. I must decrease. He must increase. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.